Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, October 3rd, 2025. The Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport invites everyone to come celebrate all things sardine. Did you know that there were many different things sardine? Apparently there are. They're having Sardine Fest tomorrow from 10 to 4. There'll be live music with the Oystermen, Belfast Bay Fiddlers, and the Searsport Shores Jam Band. Family activities including a sea life touch tank with Herring Gut Coastal Science Center, a sardine can diorama with Friends of Sears Island, and story time with Carver Memorial Library. Morse's Sauerkraut Sardine Tasting with a cheese pairing from Pineland Farms. Salty Tales, where people involved in the sardine industry can share their stories. Tin Types, presentations and demonstrations. And a meet and greet with Rita Willey, a sardine packing contest champion. Quote, Maine sardines were a huge part of coastal communities from the late 1800s through the early 2000s. Penobscot Marine Museum's 2025 to 2026 exhibit, Sardine Land, explores Maine sardine industry and its impact on people and communities. Sardine Fest will celebrate this lost industry with a variety of activities for people of all ages. Photos and videos will be taken at the event this weekend, and they may be used for a promotional purpose, so heads up if you'd rather avoid that. The Penobscot Marine Museum is on Main Street in Searsport. Sardine Fest is from 10 to 4 tomorrow, and admission is free. You can find more information at penobscotmarinemuseum.org. Down the road a bit in Belfast, the Marshall Wharf Brewing Company will be hosting their annual Belfast Bay Beer Bash on Saturday from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. That'll be featuring two bands, food trucks, and more than 30 beers, including limited release of cask and barrel-conditioned specialty beers. You can reserve tickets at marshallwharfbrewing.com. The Climate Resilience Fair is also happening in Belfast earlier on Saturday. If you missed the organizers on Around Town earlier this week, you can find that now on our archives at weru.org. And also happening on Saturday night, there'll be a benefit at Hay Sailor for Friends of Sears Island. Quote, get ready for an evening of live gypsy soul, rock, and blues on Saturday, October 4th, when the Starboard Lounge at Hay Sailor presents a benefit for Friends of Sears Island featuring Bookhead Sweet Tooth. Enjoy live music, delicious food and drink, and great company while supporting a good cause, end quote. You can buy your tickets in advance, and you should do so, they say, to be sure of seating, because tickets will only be sold at the door if there are any still available. You can find them on Eventbrite at Bookhead Sweet Tooth Hay Sailor. Or you can go to our archives at weru.org, look for today's program, and I'll put the link there. On Sunday, from 1 to 6 p.m., Castine History Partners, Wilson Museum, Castine Historical Society, Castine Touring Company, Maine Maritime Academy, Castine Community Partners, Maine Coast Heritage Trust, and the Witherly Library, in partnership with Atlantic Black Box, invite you on a walk through Castine to historic locations where Indigenous, Black, and settler descendant populations are represented or not in Castine's commemorative landscape. The walk begins at Emerson Hall and traverses on Neck, ending at the Wilson Museum for refreshments and discussion. More information on that is available at wilsonmuseum.org. And in Ellsworth, the Art of Ellsworth's Maine Craft Weekend, which they wisely made 4 days long, as all weekends should be in my opinion, kicked off on Thursday and continues through Sunday. The four-day event, quote, highlights the power of craft and creativity across Maine while inviting visitors and residents to experience Ellsworth's vibrant downtown. You can get more information on that at mainecraftweekend.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care and have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.